Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
And your friends and your family and things that's happened in the year that passed. And that
is going to be our topic of today, going down memory lane of 2018. And with that being said, you know, that song is kind of sad, you know, because a lot of times things are in your life for a reason or for a season. And some things you just hate to change. But one big change that we are having here on Unmasked is that we are going to do now a half-hour show. We're going to hit it and quit because, you know, back in the day I started with 2 hours and that used to drain me. And then I went down to an hour. And I realized that really what my guests have to say, unless they're very special, usually, I mean, we can get everything out in a half hour, you know. And it gives my co-host, Chris, an opportunity to get on with his life and me with mine because I think family is most important. So, you know, it's hard trying to do it all. So I got to maintain and back down and do what I need to do for me. And before we get started on looking back on 2018, that song was A Change Is Going to Come by Sam Cooke. Rest in peace. And with that being said, hello, Chris. How you doing?
Hello, I'm doing awesome. How about you?
I'm doing good, darling. I'm doing good. My mom made it another year, and I've lost a lot of family and friends this year, and it's a shame because when you look at yourself and you look at your age, you know, and then you see people younger than you leaving out of here, it makes you say, wow, whew, God got his hands on my life for a reason. So I hope that he continues to orchestrate my steps and I make this a prosperous year because I got some things in mind I want to happen, and hopefully I can get this radio show syndicated so I can put some coins in my pocket and we both can get paid. So without further ado, Chris, I'm going to let you go first. Tell me about your memories when you look back on 2018.
Oh, 2018, that was a good year. That was a good year for me because I turned 30 in July. Two of my cousins got married, one in October and one in December. And then on New Year's Eve, on December 31st, me and Mark went to the local funny bone at Easton in Columbus, Ohio. First time I ever went there, we went to go see a comedian named Jeff Dye, who I really didn't know that his material that well, and he was funny. And there was two other guys before him, and one follows me on Twitter, and then named Randy, and then another guy, which I don't remember the name, and then Jeff Dye, and then me and Mark met Jeff Dye after the show and took a picture, and I didn't introduce myself like I should have, but somehow he found me on Facebook, or somehow he found me on, no, I sent him the picture on Twitter, and then he saw me there, and then he found me on Instagram and posted the same picture of me and him that Mark took of me and Jeff Dye, and then posted that to Instagram. It was on his Facebook page and his Twitter page. So it was a big highlight for me.
All right. Wonderful. I like that. Go on now. I saw the picture, you know, and Chris, for those who don't know, he's short like I am. And the guy, he is tall. Would you say he was 6'4"?
Yeah, something like that. Jeff Dye, comedian. A good comedian to check out. Jeff Dye, look him up.
Yes. Well, I like him tall. And I just like, yes, you know, yes. So anything else you would like to contribute, or do you want me to go ahead and take the reins?
You go ahead. I'm done.
Okay, baby. Well, this past year we lost a lot of people, and I want to start with Richard Overton. For y'all who don't know who that is, he was the oldest World War II vet, over 100-some years old. He was black, and back in that time, you know, a lot of time people weren't getting the respect for being part of the black military, whether it's him or whether it was the guys, Tuskegee Airmen, you know, but we're finally getting the recognition that we're supposed to have. But in some cases, too, we're not getting respected because look at Trump, man. He keep bashing people of color, you know, whether it's black, whether it's Latin, whether it's females. You know, this man, he just, you know, he just make me sick, you know. But what can I say about President Trump? But I want to go down my list of people that made my cut John McCain, he had ran for political office of president, but he lost. He passed this year. Stephen Hawkins, that guy who was real, real smart, for y'all who don't remember, he was that guy who was in a wheelchair, genius. He passed away this past year. Nancy Wilson, a lot of people who know, heard of her, she was black. She was a singer, and she was beautiful. She passed this year. Anthony Bourdain, he was that guy who would go and eat that weird food, go travel the world and eat weird food, put stuff in his mouth that I wouldn't do, you know. And then there's Neil Simons. He did the Odd Couple, you know, and did other things. He passed away. And don't forget Penny Marshall, Laverne and Shirley. She passed away this year as well. And the patriarch of the Jackson family, Joe Jackson, passed away this past year. And Stan Lee, who is the creator of all these Marvel cartoon comics, you know, storylines, he passed away as well this year. And I think the last movie that he was in, if I'm not mistaken, he was in the one, what's that came out, Crazy Rich Asians. I think he was in that one, Stan Lee. But also, Burt Reynolds, he passed away this past year. Billy Graham, he passed away. Barbara and George Bush, well, Barbara and President George Bush passed away this year. And least I forget, oh, the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, passed away this year. So we lost a lot of people this year. And there's some still that I haven't even mentioned, but, you know, I don't know them all, but, you know, what can I say? You know, I feel bad for the ones that get close to the year ending and don't make it, you know. And it's just, I don't know, Auld Lang Syne just put me in a spot, you know. But I am grateful for the friends that I do have, like, one of my friends that I've known since I was small, who's on the line right now, James Halsey out of Baltimore. Darling, this is to you, and I'm glad that you made it another year. There's a lot of people I know that made it, and I'm so grateful for them. But since Halsey's on the phone right now listening in, I appreciate you being here. So I'm going to kick it back to my co-host, Chris, and then we're going to take a little song break, and we'll be right back. Chris, darling.
All right. Yeah, so, yeah, I just wanted to say that, yeah, we lost all those talented people last year, and that's very sad. But I think what we have to do that last year there were lots of comedians were getting attacked for things. For political things and whatnot. You know, Roseanne Barr got fired from her show, and some other people got mistreated. I think we have to remember to laugh, and we have to not take things so seriously and not be so PC, because comedy, without comedy, the world would be a big depressing shithole, right, Terry?
I agree with you, but, you know, as far as Roseanne Barr goes, I agree they should have checked her, because she took a group of people and she called them monkeys, and that group of people were black people, so I'm offended when somebody called me a monkey. I'm an intelligent woman, and I wouldn't call her a monkey, so she needs to be reprimanded. But I feel bad about Kevin Hart, because Kevin Hart, when he was doing his comedy, he had said years ago, like, like back in 2010, he made some jokes about the LGBT community, that he didn't want his son pretty much to grow up gay, and that was part of his skit. But I think that comes from somebody must have tried to grab his ass or whatever. You know how sometimes the ball players do it, and by him being short, he got offended, and he might have kind of thought that by him being small that somebody was going to take advantage of him. But in the same respect, he came out way back then and apologized, you know, and they took hosting the Oscar from him. But, you know, if you keep going back and digging up trash, and try to throw it in somebody's face. I'm not about that. Now, Roseanne Barr, what she said about, you know, she told that lady that was black, called her a monkey, you know, they dealt with that right away. You know, I don't agree with going back in her past and pulling something up. I don't go for that. You know, I think something happens, address it right then, and let it be done. But they kind of, in the political arena.
Yeah, she said what she said. She said if Planet of the Apes and Muslim Brotherhood had a baby, it would be BJ. But yeah, she didn't really say she was an ape. But I mean, that's how lots of people took it. I know.
Well, me and you have a mutual friend lives in Hawaii, Kathy, and she knows Roseanne, and we've had private conversations, and she had tried to get Roseanne to be on her show, and Roseanne acts so hoity-toity, like she can't be bothered. So, you know, I've already had a pre-notion of how she is based on what my friend had told me about her. But, you know, I hope, if nothing else, 2018 is a learning process.
Yeah, a learning process. But people, I mean, you know, outside of that, people really should not be so – people have to learn to laugh again. I mean, lots of people they forget that outside of that.
Yeah, you're right. People need to learn how to laugh because, you know, this me movement we just had in 2018, everybody is very sensitive about everything. So we're going to play a little song. We'll take you back in time with a little Al Green, and we'll be back as soon as that's over.
Could never see.
Might know who Al Green is if you like oldies and the dusty hits. But with that, I'm back with my co-host Chris. Darling, we got a few minutes on the clock. Is there anything you would like to say before we round this thing up? See how quick this is? Man, I'm loving this, man. This is get in and get out.
Yeah, I just want to say that, you know, for any of our listeners, for all of our listeners listening, if there's a comedy club, a local comedy club in your area, like a Funny Bone, go to it. Go to the Funny Bone, because I'll tell you, this is the great deal. If you have the money, you get a meal, you get like a salad, an entree, dessert, a show, and it's normally, I think it's three comics and then the headliner. And then you get to meet some of the comics after the show, so you make good contacts. So go to your local Funny Bone if there's one in your area, and go have a ball.
Yeah, and that's good. We need to laugh more often, because when you frown, it brings wrinkles. So, you know, this is a brand new year. I'm trying not to be around a lot of drama and stress. You know, sometimes you got to dodge this and dodge that way, because, you know, Satan is busy. He try to come at you, you know. So on that note, I want everyone to, in 2019, make the best of your life. We all have 24 hours a day to do what we need to do. You know, this is not a time to be depressed or say, I can't. Say, I will. You know, you're the only person who can direct your path of life where you want to go. Make good choices, you know. See what you know, what you do, how it affects other people. But you know something? Enjoy life while you got it. And so go for it in 2019. Reach for the stars. There's a bunch of them out there, so go for it. And on that note, on behalf of me and Chris, we want to tell you Happy New Year's again, and we'll see you next week with Melanie Houston, When the Devil is Beating His Wife. And also a footnote, the month of February, we will not have any shows because we will be doing some R&R. We'll be taking our winter break because we never have, and it's kind of getting to me and Chris, so the 25th of January will be our last show, and then we will resume on March the 1st. So we got two more shows in this month. No, not two more shows. We got three more shows in this month, and after that, me and Chris take a break.
But we will be back. The show must go on.
Yes, it will. The show will go on. And on that note, good night, everybody. Good night, Chris.
Good night. Good night.
Good night, baby.